Okay. What I'd like to do then in terms of meditation is last week we did see, hear, feel, and we reviewed the spaces of visual, auditory, and physical sensory experience that makes up our experience. Today I want to do see, hear, feel, but focusing inward and looking at what emotions and thoughts are coming up in our minds now. And this is not to stir up all of our worries. This is just to observe what is on our minds now and on our emotions, so that we can see what our current needs are. And we can try developing some equanimity with whatever's there, just letting it be there. If there's anything pleasant going on, we can enjoy that. But if there are things that are on our minds, the process of just sitting back and observing, as we do when we're meditating, will allow those things to come up, just to see if there's any concerns or emotions or whatever that we aren't currently aware of. That we might do well to be aware are hiding in the background, sort of preparing for what might arise. Does that make sense? You're looking a little confused, Deb.
I think I just lost you. I think my mind just kind of went. So I
Oh,
think.
that's interesting. So your mind already is busy. Okay, well, I'll just guide and we'll do it. We're just gonna see what's there now and be aware of anything that may need attention or may cause challenges in the coming days. Maybe we're not aware of them, maybe we are. But just observing and not trying to bring anything up and not trying to get rid of anything either. Okay. Oh. Ah. So, settling into your posture, want to be comfortable, if possible, on a Thursday night, alert, but also relaxed. And bring your attention to your internal experience. This would include see in, hear in, and feel in. So, see in is internal visual experience. In other words, thinking, thoughts that seem to be visual more than auditory. And then, hear in is thoughts that tend to be auditory more than visual. Might be words in conversations or sounds. Music. A little attention in both of those and a little attention in your body. But limiting your interest to body sensations that seem emotional in nature. So don't get too hung up about is this emotional or not. If you're not sure, probably isn't. Or if it is, it's very subtle, so it's fine to go on to another body sensation if there is one that feels emotional. you can just allow your attention to float freely between these three spaces. You can just let it go where it will, or you can intentionally move through each space one at a time. But allow your attention to be drawn. Don't go looking for anything. Just rest your attention until something comes. And then go pay attention to it. Soak into it. See what's there. Explore what it's doing. And of course, it needn't be emotions. You might have memories or plans. You might just have a song stuck in your head. We're just seeing what's here right now in our inner experience. So see, hear, or feel in. If your mind wanders, as soon as you notice that, you can bring it back, but also notice that that's what's going on right now. You have a wandering mind. There's an insight right there. If you want to, you can allow yourself to notice more than one thing at once. Perhaps there's a see in and a hear in at the same time. Or all three at once. Perhaps you're noticing an emotion that has certain elements. Or a memory that is both visual and auditory. You can try this, and if you like it, you can do that. If you find it confusing or not helpful, you can go back to one modality at a time. Really just looking at what is going on in our minds right now. Doesn't matter what's there, we're just curious to find out what it is. If you notice anything unpleasant, difficult emotions, or expectations, anticipation of something unpleasant. See if you can just allow it to be there without interfering with it, but make a mental note that this challenge is present. Maybe later on you can add something to the list specifically to address this, if that's appropriate. If you observe pleasant emotions or thoughts or sensations, go ahead and enjoy those. Don't grasp onto them, don't try to keep them longer than they want to stay, but it's good to notice the good things. If there's something you're particularly looking forward to, that can be something to bring to mind when other challenges arise. See in, hear in, feel in. What do you notice in those subjective spaces? Thank you. Any thoughts, or questions, or comments?
I didn't sleep, and that went so fast.
Sorry, you were.
No, I didn't sleep.
But it went by fast.
It really fast. It was a good meditation.
Cool. That, I like it when that happens. I mean, not because it goes by fast, but it indicates a deep concentration.
Yeah.
Nice.
Something clicked. I don't even know what, but something clicked.
Good.
I don't know what, but it clicked.
May it click again frequently.
I often get very different rates of time in these sessions that are side by side in this group.
Yeah. So one may be really short, and the next one might be last forever. You'll find out one day that I'm messing with you all. That was just 5 minutes. Okay, well, let's go ahead and do the next session. And I've realized that I've gotten out of the habit of suggesting or reminding you that you're welcome to do a walking meditation if you want during this time. Not at all required, but just a reminder if you want to go ahead and do that. So I will ring again in 20 minutes.